What's up, Lagos? Welcome to Business Growth with Riri Okoye, the SME show that gives entrepreneurs and business owners an unfair advantage. This show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's episode, I'm going to be sharing 4 steps to build your brand on social media. Now, I've helped some well-known brands in Nigeria build their businesses. They've included personal brands, fashion houses, and even charities. So what I'm sharing with you is not book knowledge, it's practical information. So grab a pen, grab a paper, grab your notes, grab your iPad, and listen to the 4-step strategies to build your brand on social media. Step 1, audit, okay? Access your social media presence and check to make sure that there are no gaps. For example, are you the only person with your brand name? You may have to seek legal advice if someone else has the same brand name as you. For example, when I came on social media, there were like 10 to 20 people answering Rita Okoye. Now, Rita Okoye is my Christian name, Rita. But when I was at work, when I was working for a company, a lot of people, they used to call me Riri. So I noticed that, oh, okay, let me, you know, my sort of brand is going to be Riri Okoye. And that's how I became Riri. So, you know, you've got to find your uniqueness, really. So set your profile details across all your social media channels, making sure that what you say is consistent. So whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on TikTok, whether you're on Instagram, make sure that what you say about yourself and your brand is consistent. Now, it's important to know and to communicate who you serve and how you help them. So, for example, to also put any kind of social proof. So if you've trained, for example, over 20,000 business owners, say that in your profile. And remember to have a call to action. What is a call to action? You've got to tell people what to do. So ensure there's a link to your website and contact details for people to reach. Another important thing about your auditing is to make sure that you have a strong, high-resolution image that represents your brand. So, for example, if you're a personal brand, make sure that your image is inviting. Make sure that you're smiling. Make sure that it is bright. Human beings connect to people that look happy. Another thing is that if you have an image, if you're doing products, make sure you have an image. Avoid logos. Let me tell you something, and I know that some of you may be in shock, but nobody really cares about your logo unless you're a big brand. So stop putting up your logo on your Instagram pages or wherever you put it. Put the image, put the thing that you're actually selling, okay? So that's the first step, audit. So step 2 is all about develop. In addition to auditing, you've got to decide what your goals are, what goals you're seeking to achieve on social media. For example, it could be brand awareness. You just want as many people to know who you are. Or it could be thought leadership. You want to be the go-to. You want to be the top person that has all the knowledge in your industry. Or it could actually be leads. That means that where you are sending people to another platform to get more information. Or it could be sales. Another thing to do is also decide what social media sites you want to appear on, because some people just stick to one platform. Some people are just strictly LinkedIn, or they're strictly Facebook, or they're strictly Instagram, or they're strictly TikTok. And it's important to actually know, really cream one social media platform before moving on to another. Okay. Another important thing to do is to create your content calendar plan. For example, this is mine, Monday. Business motivation. Tuesday, maybe I'll share testimonials of business owners that I've worked with. Wednesday, feature product of the week. Thursday, that's when I'll do promos. You know, if I have a special promo, I'll put it out on Thursdays. Friday is fun day. Remember, this is social media, and people actually come on social media to be social. Saturday and Sunday can also be freestyle, because you want to connect with people apart from just cold selling. People actually nowadays want to connect with the people more on a social level than just selling. Okay. Anyway, before I continue, I've got a special message from our leading sponsors, First Bank. You know, First Bank really care about you. That is why we're running this show. So this is a special offer to all our listeners from First Bank. So come on board firstbillspay.com for exposure to over 18 million customers. Dial *894*99# to get your unique USSD code to accept payments instantly from your customers. Payments can be made from any phone, no data required. Enjoy discounts on conferences and meeting rooms when you pay with your First Bank cards at our partner hotels in Lagos. Get the First Bank Naira credit card to take care of your business contingencies. Save time when you use a large sum option to make bulk withdrawal on our ATMs. Join First Bank SME on sme.firstbanknigeria.com to elevate your business today. Let me repeat that. smeconnect.firstbanknigeria.com to elevate your business today. And if you've just tuned in, this is Business Growth with Riri, and this show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. And on today's show, I'm talking about the four-step strategy to build your brand on social media. Step three, engagement. Social media is all about engagement. The more you engage with your audience, the more the algorithms will showcase your brand to more people so that more people can see your brand. And you think to yourself, okay, so what can I show? It's important to show your human side, show your brand story, share testimonials, ask questions. And let me tell you something, what these social media companies love are video marketings like reels, okay? So post as many reels as you can. Post as many videos in reels as you can. Go live as often as you can and connect with your audiences. When you do that, you'll get shown to more of your audiences. Respond to comments. Reach out to your audience through direct messaging. When you do all of this, wow, your algorithms, you'll get more people responding because these social media platforms, they'll start putting you out to more people. So it's important to engage. It's very important to do that. Now, the next step and the final step, step four, is measure everything. One thing I've learned about marketing is really to measure everything. And this applies to social media and building your brand. So the first thing to do is to identify the metrics that you're going to measure. So this could be the brand awareness, the thought leadership, the leads, and the sales. You have to analyze what is working and what didn't work well, because there are some platforms where you're putting out the brand awareness and nothing is happening to your business. So you don't want to spend all your time on social media if it's not working for you, do you? So you've got to make sure that you're measuring everything. So then when you do that, you've got to ask yourself, how can you refine your goals? There are also apps to help you to put out your social media content like Hootsuite and Buffer. And at the end of the day, some business owners say to me, Riri, man, this is so overwhelming. I don't have time. I'm you know, it's just me and myself. So if you feel overwhelmed, you can engage yourself with a social media manager. There's a lot of them out there. In fact, that was one of the things I used to do. I don't do it anymore. But back in the day, maybe 10 years ago, I was managing a lot of media, social media accounts. And that's what I said to you in the beginning. So what I'm saying to you is, what I'm sharing with you is actually practical knowledge that I have done. Okay. And one of the things I will say to you is that you should actually also make the use of insights. Because again, when I was doing marketing back in the day, we didn't have social media. We didn't have insights that would just help us to, you know, to see what our audiences are doing, you know, like very quickly. So those insights can tell you what time of the day people are logging on, who they are, whether they're male, whether they're female, which countries they're coming from, what time of the day that they are actually logging on. This is just real great information that business owners back in the day would have died for. So you're having all this knowledge today and you should make the most of it and really look into your insights and really analyze your insights. Because can you imagine if you're posting every day at 8 a.m. and your target audience hasn't even woken up? Don't you think that you're wasting your time? And then perhaps maybe you say, okay, I'm going to post at 2 p.m. because that is when most of my audience is awake. And then you just start to get inquiries and you just start to get people asking about your business and your products and services. Don't you think that would be better for you? So don't just run business, you know, like, oh, I'm just hopeful. I'm hopeful that somebody will call me today. Remember, it's all about strategy. Strategy is so important in business. And sometimes it can take years to build a brand, but if it takes less time on social media, but the thing about it is that you have to get it right. Now, all you need to do is follow the four-step strategy and focus on the following. Got to be memorable, consistent, excellent, and watch your social media brand grow on social media. So let me just summarize what I've said, the four steps. First one is audit. Remember what I said, audit everything. Make sure that your profile is excellent. Step two, I said, was to develop. You've got to develop content. You've got to know which platforms that you want to share your social media content on, your brand's information on. Step three was all about engagement. And I told you that these platforms love engagement. So make sure that you push out those videos as much as you can. And finally, what did I say? Measure everything. Remember, don't just post haphazardly. Measure everything. And when you do that, you will see a difference in your business growth. So that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Once again, you have been listening to Business Growth with Riri Okoye. And this show is proudly sponsored by First Bank. Thank you for listening. And I'll look forward to speaking to you again next week. Take care and goodbye.